Real quick, I'll just hit some of the injury stuff. No transactions. The player's still on the failed physical list. Chris Ivory, left foot. Tracy Porter, left knee. Greg Romeus, right knee. The following players did not practice today due to injury. Ezra Butler, hamstring. Wide receiver Jerron Faison, ankle. Adrian Arrington, ankle. Cornerback Fabian Washington, left hamstring. Tackle Alex Brown, left knee. And we rested Colston one more day with his right knee. And then defensive tackle Mitch King with his heart and chest. Ramon Humber had a quad during practice. And cornerback Johnny Patrick had a wrist during practice. So tomorrow's schedule for them will be off. And then Tuesday we'll be back with a p.m. practice. I think those scheduled times are listed, 4 o'clock. Any questions?
Sean, traditionally you've had so many good wide receivers come into training camp. This year is no exception. Can you talk about the young players that have really shown well?
I would say this, and we talked about it after the early 3 or 4 days before our whole team was together. That's a position group with a lot of free agents that have come in and done some good things. The first thing that strikes you is they can run. And so I'm anxious to see how these guys do in the preseason. There's two or three guys, and then a couple that have been with us a year or two. But it's a position where we're deep, and we do have some young speed that we're anxious to see how they perform in a game.
Sean, you're about a week and a half in. Past years, you're used to having all the workouts in the offseason. Not having those, how do you assess the first week and a half in terms of conditioning and how practice has been?
I kind of look at it, not quite a week and a half, only because we didn't really get everyone until the last part of the week. But I do feel like they're in good shape. There are a few areas that you got to pay attention to. We got time, but I'm pleased with the conditioning level.
Sean.
There's still room for work, and I think that one of the reasons we decided not to scrimmage yesterday was we just felt like it was too much of a quick turnaround from guys just getting here, and then all of a sudden us deciding to have a padded scrimmage. So, throughout the course of next week, we'll have some contact drills that'll lead us up to the 49er game Friday night.
How do you feel about Porter? Are you worried at all that he might not be able to play in the opener?
No, I think we're on schedule with him, so I feel pretty good to answer your question. I think we're going to see him. Hopefully by the Houston weekend, if not the Monday after the Houston week. So I think he's on schedule. So there's nothing surprising with where he's at right now.
So you think 2 weeks would be enough to get him ready?
No, I think what I just said. I think that we're on schedule. I think that the Houston week, that game would be a tough one, but I think the Monday after that game or the week following that game, our plan is to get him going.
Other than Vilma, it seems like linebacker-wise, you guys have been shuffling throughout the camp. How wide open are both of those?
Well, there's a lot of depth there. We got some younger guys, some veteran guys, and I think that you're seeing some real good competition, at the Sam linebacker position as well as the Will. So it's probably the deepest we've been and the most talented we've been at that position in our 6 years.
And deep, does it mean you're looking for Vilma's pretty much set, obviously, at middle linebacker. Are those positions pretty much open?
Yeah.
Winner takes it?
We're going in with the idea that we're going to get a lot of reps at the Will. You're seeing Chanley and you're seeing Casillas and some young players. You're seeing at the Sam, of course, Danny Clark, Will Herring. You're seeing Ingram back healthy, Martez Wilson. So we've got a lot of time to evaluate those spots, and those will be two competitive spots that we got a lot of depth at and a lot of good competition at. So I think we view it that way.
Sean, Corey Hall's a guy you guys grabbed pretty early in
yeah.
this free agency process. It's a guy you targeted. We
yep.
want to, I don't know if upgrade's the right word, but we want to block him.
Well, he was a guy that we felt was versatile on offense in regards to his blocking ability, receiving ability, and also a guy that can contribute in the kicking game. So, Green Bay had depth at that position, and fortunately for us, we were able to get him in that first week.
So was it a thing that where you took a look at a group of fullbacks, or you went after?
Yeah, we had two or three guys, Corey being the first guy we wanted to call. And you know, fortunately for us, he had an interest, and that was the first, I think, free agent acquisition from another team. So that worked out well.
And since you guys typically have only had one fullback on the roster, does this, I mean, barring anything unforeseen, probably you're probably not planning to re-sign Heath Evans?
Yeah, right now I think that would be something that would be accurate. I you know, I've talked with Heath. I think the plan for us right now with not only Corey, I think when you watch Jed, he's practicing very well. So those two are competing really at that spot, and we've got a young player hurt that's getting reps there. So we're three deep right now. We feel comfortable with that depth and who's here right now. I don't expect us anytime soon to look outside the building.
And the same thing at backup quarterback. I know last year you wanted a veteran competing with Chase, but is that something that?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now I think the one thing we're seeing with Sean is more improvement. You know, we're not seeing a rookie anymore, someone who's understanding of what we're doing. And I think I'm anxious to see not only Chase's growth, but how Canfield responds too.
How good a player do you think Chase Daniel could be, Coach? Is it hard to measure when you don't really see him in a regular season game?
I think this. I'm anxious to see him in this preseason. The first requisite is just scoring points, leading his team. There's some things he can do that are a little different. I think he can escape and gain yards with his feet, and that's one of his strengths. I think he's worked tremendously hard in the offseason, and I think you're going to see a guy who's made a ton of progress from year one to year two. So we're confident we were a year ago with him as our two, and we're confident that he's going to make the improvements and still do the things that are necessary to win a quarterback, and that's protect the football, move the team, and those are some of the things that are attractive about him.
Looked like when he was at Missouri, he was unafraid to kind of take a team on his back and lead them. You think that's one of the intangibles that
he has? I think so. I think if you look back again, you know, he's a guy that won in high school, won a lot in high school, and was part of the rebirth of what Missouri accomplished. And those are important characteristics for that position. Obviously, you need the talent, you need the ability to throw the football, make good decisions, and be accurate. But I think that winning has followed him as well.
Being a quarterback, does that help you tell whether a quarterback has it or not? Does that help you?
I don't know. I mean, having coached the position, you gain an experience, and you hope that you have an idea or a vision of what you're looking for. And so it's not only helped me, I think it's helped all of us, our offensive staff, our scouts, kind of target what the Saints are looking for in that position and creating a vision. You know, so if you can explain that clearly to everyone who's involved in the evaluation, then we all begin looking for the same thing.
So we were talking amongst ourselves that to us this doesn't look a lot different than any other training camp we've seen. It's not sloppier or more sluggish. Is that accurate? Does this feel?
I would say, look, I think if all of us came here and watched a practice, it'd be hard for us to tell whether it was following a lockout or wasn't following a lockout. And you know, that's a credit to what our players did during that time. You know. You know, they spent a lot of time in training and came in good shape. So, you know, there's a few things, but I think the bigger challenge is just bringing the younger players up to
sure.
speed. Those are the ones that have lost some of the experience factor reps and some of the OTAs and rookie minicamp stuff that they would have had. But by and large, I'm pleased so far with the progress. We still have a lot to do, but. You know, we just keep trying to win each day, get better each day.
And if you could pinpoint one thing you want to improve between now and 1 month from today?
Well, I think just, you know, as we carry these pads, this transition gradually going into more and more contact and handling that aspect well, staying healthy and most importantly, again, I emphasize the evaluation process as much as anything else ahead of the installation of the scheme and all the things that we want to do. It's important for us to be able to evaluate all of these guys.
How about the product on the field, though? I mean, when you talked about the things you wanted to improve from last year, this year, you have a month.
There's a handful of special team areas that we feel like we're going to be better at with the depth we have now. We've got to be better running the football offensively. We've said that.
Yeah.
I think defensively, you know, just some of the big plays and creating the turnovers as we did a couple of years ago. But the competition's been good. You know, I think that this team understands how to compete, and they understand, you know, what wins.
You were saying that they came in
you know, in good shape and you like to. But is there anything you've been holding back on as far as practicing just because they didn't have the entire offseason to?
You know, I don't know that we've been. I think we've just been careful with the amount we're installing and the time we're installing it. You know, we're technically in a one-a-day mode really right now. I mean, I know that there's a little teaching session walkthrough, but so I think we just got to be mindful of that. And we're probably not as far along as we were a year ago in regards to the offense and defensive stuff that would be in at this time.
That's okay. I guess.
So we're just slowing down, that down a little bit because. You know, I want to make sure everyone, in order to evaluate them correctly, I want to make sure that they have a chance to know what to do. And I don't want to, we don't want to be able to sit here and evaluate guys that are slow to react because they don't know what to do, and yet they might be talented enough to do it.
You going to practice in the Superdome, or you might do a walkthrough without us?
No, we're not going to, I don't think we're going to do anything there.
Anything there?
No. Thanks.
Thank you.